Last week we have the women conference at in Highlands Ranch, and then I was invited for the confessions over there, and we have like 600 women for that conference, 500 or 600 people over there, all women for the conference. And then I was there for the confession. So they scheduled me from 10 to 1. And then we have like multiple, like many priests over there for confessions. And I was number 5 on the line. Like they had like the chairs, like, and then I, like the number 4, behind me, like right behind me, like I am here, and then number 4, like right there. And then when I sat down on my chair, and I can hear like everything from the person behind me, and I stood up immediately. And then, because you know why, if you hear someone's confession intentionally, you are committing mortal sins. And I stood up immediately, and then, hey, move me to another room. I cannot deal with this. I'm gonna be a mortal sin. And then they gave me to like the private room, and then I was over there for 2 hours, and they moved me to like in the hall with people selling all the products, all the souvenirs. And then I was there, and then looking at the people walking by, and then I just was there. And there was a lady, she came to me and asked, hey Father, what are you selling? And then I told her, tickets. And then she asked me, what kind of tickets? One-way ticket to eternal life. Back to the homily today. The homily today, you heard a lot about marriage. This could be a hard homily for you. I'll be gentle a little bit, I guess. Let's talk about the marriage today. With my 3 points, I would like to invite you all to reflect with me. First point is the beauty of marriage. Second, the indissolubility of marriage. And the last one, the struggles of marriage. So the first one, the beauty of marriage. The beauty of marriage, your marriage, based on the purposes of marriage. So what are the purposes of marriage, brother and sister? Two purposes of marriage. First, procreation. Second, unity between husband and wife. Again, every single Catholic marriage has two purposes. First, procreation, children. Second, the unity between you and your spouses. So if you want to receive the beauty of your marriage, I invite you all to go deeper on those purposes. Because right in the book, right in the beginning of the Genesis, the Lord said, it's not good for the man who to be alone. Individuals, no, not good. You are meant to be together. That's the whole idea about the family. Being family means that being together, staying together, stick together, even fighting, arguments, struggles, difficulties, but being together. That's the whole idea about being a family, because it's not good for a man to be alone by himself. No, togetherness, being together is always right in the beginning for all eternity. God has a plan for all humanity. You are not alone by yourself. You are wrong if you are happy by yourself alone. You are wrong. You are meant to be together. To be a family, to be a family of God. You have your family. I have my mom and my dad. You have your mom and your dad. Everyone has a family. Of course, I know that we are struggling with the family. In the West, we are struggling a lot with the marriages, with families, which is the second point of my homily. The Catholic understands about the marriage is indissoluble. Brother and sister, what God has enjoined, no one, no human beings can separate. How can we understand that sentence? I invite you all, in order to understand that sentence, I invite you all to take a look on the cross. So on the cross, the Lord, he He shows to the humanity the highest love, the love for his church, the love for his bride. Like, I am the bridegroom. I show my love to my bride on the cross. On the cross is like indissoluble fidelity of God. And then the church, we see the whole idea about why Catholic marriage, we cannot have the divorce. Why? Because that is from all eternity, God never betrayed human beings. Indissolubility of marriage based on the word of Jesus on the cross. I love you until the end. The indissoluble fidelity of Jesus on the cross. He shows for the church his love. So whenever we have an idea about the Catholic marriage, it's always, always indissoluble. Indissolubility of marriage is always its idea about the Catholic marriage. The bond of marriage, no one can separate. Brothers and sisters, on the cross, Jesus has suffering. Jesus' humanity, he is suffering on the cross. But he didn't, he didn't avoid the cross. He didn't say, okay, no, cross, I will not take you. Like, death, suffering on the cross. Jesus, he embraced himself on the cross. Brother and sister, if you want to have a good marriage, I invite you all today, like, embrace your marriage when you have difficulties, when you are struggles. I know you are struggling out there. We are priests. We are struggling as well. Everyone's struggling. It's not... Maybe, hey, Father, you don't have wife, and maybe you have, you can be a happy life. Well, I am struggling in my life as well. We all, brother and sister, whenever you are priests or you have a family, we all sinners. We all struggling with our life, and that's our humanity. And look at Jesus on the cross. He embraced everything with himself. He didn't avoid the sufferings on the cross, but he embraced, he took that into himself. And I invite you all to, I know you are suffering. Brother and sister, I know, again, you are suffering in your marriage, but hope in God, have love in God. The next point for my homily will be like struggles in the marriage. We don't have annulment. It's not a Catholic divorce. Again, annulment is not the Catholic divorce. We never, ever allowed divorce in the Catholic Church. The Church, of course, I have to tell you the truth. I cannot change like the truth at all, but I am a priest for the Church so that I know that we are struggling out there. I get that. I know that, but I also try to tell you the truth that if a marriage is valid, again, if a marriage, the sacrament of marriage is valid, no one can undo that. No one, again, no human power can undo that. Okay, so you can ask me, how about the annulment? What does it mean, Father Anthony, about the annulment? Annulment means like, we take a look at the point of the wedding. Is it we have a valid marriage or not? Were we like prepared enough for that marriage or not? So we take a look from the beginning of the moment when we had the wedding. If that is valid, if that is like the sacramental valid, we cannot undo that. But if not, many circumstances, if not, we can have annulment. So the tribunal will take a look on the point of the wedding, right at that point, and beforehand as well. So we can take a look on that point, and they will decide that person, that those people can have the annulment or not. I know it's a heavy homily for you all. I hope not, but a next point I want you to reflect on is divorced, remarried, and Holy Communion. I encounter with a couple or many couples divorced civilly and then remarried, and then they want to receive Holy Communion. In that case, please contact Father Matt or I or Deacon Tessie or someone at the parish. We will help you. We will help you, but please contact. Please reach out. Please let us help you with that. If you have a strong desire for the Holy Communion, we need to talk. We need to have meetings with you because we need, you all need help, including me. I need help. When I have something in my life, I will run into my spiritual director and ask for help. And you, maybe your turn. Maybe I out there. I believe that we have many cases out there. Please let us help you. The last point, and then maybe if you want to, at the parish right now, we have many programs for you all at the parish right now. Maybe take a look on the program that we have at the parish, the Beloved, the encounter with Jesus through marriage. There are many programs out there for you. Let us help you. As a priest, I'm happy to help you. Reach out. Let us know. Don't be alone, because man should not be alone by himself. But let us help you with that. Don't feel discouraged. If you hear something in this homily and if you want help to help, let us know. Again, Father Matt and I, we sat down, and then this week we invite you all to reflect on the marriage. We really want to help you at this point. So invite you all today. Maybe think about that today. Of course, marriage is so beautiful. Marriage is so beautiful like that. Like every single vocation is so beautiful. I'm so happy to become a priest. Every single moment in my life, I'm happy. And I pray for you that you have a happy marriage. If not, let us help you. So I pray for you all, and then we have high schoolers and middle schoolers over here as well. Pray for them all. We are working really hard at the parish to help the high schoolers and middle schoolers. I told Father Matt an hour ago, hey, Father Matt, I'm going to be hiking and I'm going to be camping out there, and then I'll be back for Mass at 8 a.m. tomorrow. And he told me that, hey, take a shower before Mass, okay?